Well, hallelujah. We have got some real talent in this room. I was talking to this young guy, Corbin, and all of a sudden he transformed into Johnny Cash. I mean, his voice is amazingly like Johnny Cash.
Yeah,
amazing.
Unbelievable, right?
Amazing. And he's way better looking than Johnny Cash. So you got to go see the show. And Dave, tell us, did you do this show in the past? I know I saw it in Austin.
Right.
There was
a tour that came through, not us. So this is the first time that we've produced Million Dollar Quartet.
Right.
A couple of these gentlemen have been with the show before in other productions. But, yeah, I think the same reaction that you had to Corbin is the same thing that happens to the audience. Within the first few seconds, people are completely transformed.
Just bingo. Here we are. That's Johnny Cash.
That's right.
That was just amazing. Really, really phenomenal. And we've got Jerry Lee Lewis over there.
Yeah, we do have Jerry Lee at the Ivories over there.
Now, before we get right into it, but we are. But I just don't want to have this to end too quickly because I'm having too much fun. And Dave Stakely, you have been down at Zach Theater for how long now?
26 years.
26? Long time.
Yeah.
And some really good shows down the way. And even in the summer, you're cooking away. And so this show is right in the heat of the summer, perfect for the weather because you're going to be hot when you see this show. It's a hot show.
Exactly. We'll keep it nice and cool so it's set for dancing.
Can they do any of the dialogue? Is that something that they could do right now, you think? Just a teeny little bit of it? Or
all
does it too?
Kids listening to our music is ruined.
Jerry Lee has a moment because his cousin is Jimmy Swaggart, as you know.
Right.
So we get a little
evangelizing.
In real life.
Oh, my God.
Yes. You know how that works.
Well,
those kind of preachers.
Right.
Well, so it makes sense that he'd be part of that family tree.
Right. He's got sort of blondish, reddish hair, too,
Yes. Yeah.
A little bit of that. So the show goes for only 5 weeks, it looks like.
That's right. Yeah. So people have got to get on down there. It'll be such a great time. It's perfect for the entire family. Mm-hmm. We've had kids. We were with the production in Oklahoma City. This is a co-production with our colleagues at Lyric Theater of Oklahoma. So we rehearsed up there for a couple of weeks, and the guys performed in a theater that seats 2,400 people. So it was a different experience than the intimacy that you'll get here at Zach, where you'll feel so connected.
These guys performed in front of 2,400 people.
Yeah, in a venue that was that size. So they were there for a week doing that, and people were up dancing, reliving their memories, having the best time during this show.
But one thing I've really learned about, and that is that the kids that are 20 and 25 years old are totally immersed in this older stuff.
That's right.
It's a totally, part of, as much as a part of their culture as it was for my generation, which grew up with this stuff, firsthand.
Yeah, I think people are wanting to get the vinyl records again of these artists.
All of that.
And just the tremendous influence
now,
that
I must
these
emphasize,
musicians.
These people did not put out vinyl records when they were at Sun Studios.
That's true.
They were all 45s
back in
those days.
That's right.
Now, who is our fancy guitar player? He's the fellow playing Carl Perkins.
Yes.
He's really good guitar guy.
Thank you very much.
And what's your name?
I'm Billy Cohen.
Billy Cohen. You're really, really good.
So Billy grew up in Houston.
Yeah.
He's living in New York now as an actor, but he's back on home turf.
Oh, he's from Austin, and he's
from Houston.
Close enough. You're from Texas.
Right.
Yeah. So let's hear a little bio from everybody. So you went to New York, and you're doing shows
up
there.
I grew up in Houston, and I live in New York now, but I'm spending the summer in Oklahoma and Austin doing the show.
Well, we're really happy to have you here today. And let's hear from our Elvis Cole. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, before I come from Las Vegas.
You've even got that Elvis accent. you didn't come from Las Vegas.
It's not even intentional. I think what it is just, from being from the South and
kind
of that part of the country, So
Las Vegas is in the South.
Oh, I was in Nashville before that.
Oh, Nashville before that. Okay, that's
so we brought the South to Vegas.
And, right.
I did the Million Dollar Quartet show there for nearly 4 years at Harrah's Casino in our main showroom there.
Right.
And anyways, a little ways down, we've come here and Working with Dave Stakely now, and just really thrilled to be doing that.
That's okay.
Wonderful.
Okay, director, and so. We've got to see him in as Elvis because he's too good. And Corbin Mayer, tell us about yourself. Where are you from?
I was born in Atlanta, but I currently live in New York with my wonderful wife and cat, and I'm here for the summer ready to give these guys a rockin' show here.
Okay, so you're going to rock and roll us. Okay, and what about the Jerry Lee Lewis fellow? And his name?
I'm a Virginia boy born
yeah,
and bred.
Yeah, but your name is?
Gavin Rohr.
Gavin Rohr. Okay.
Like a lion.
Right.
I'm a Virginia boy. Grew up there, went to school there, and then moved up to New York about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this show for the past year all over the place, and yeah, here I am. Now I'm in Austin.
Are you going to tinkle the keys for us this morning?
Yeah, he's going to give us something to get us shaken in here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You want that now?
Yeah, we sure do.
All right, yes. Now we're
Wake
here.
Wake up, everybody.